The interviews are in 2 weeks' time, so I'm going to give you my winner predictions. First, I have whipped out my Gavin and Stacey top for the special occasion. First category is reality competition. We have Love Island, Traitors, I'm a Slave and Race Across the World. I'm actually going to go rogue here and say Love Island because we had a phenomenal season of Love Island this year, so I would really love them to take it. Next, we have New Drama, where we have Ludwig, Rivals, Mobland, Adolescence and Code of Silence. Now, I've actually only seen Mobland and Code of Silence, but I know Adolescence was a really big hit. I'm going to predict Adolescence, but I actually would love Code of Silence to win. Next, we have Quiz Show. We have 1% Club, The Chase, The Wheel and House of Games. I'm a massive fan of Michael McIntyre, so I am going to go for The Wheel. Next is author documentary. We have Flintoff, Strictly Amy, Molly Mae, Boyzone, and there's only one, Rob Burrow. I would love Strictly Amy to get it because I just love Strictly. Next is returning drama. We have Heartstopper, Soul Horses, Vera, Call the Midwife, and Gangs of London. Do you vaguely remember there being a bit of an issue with Heartstopper in voting? It's something to do with international votes not working. I can't really remember. For that reason, I am going to predict that Call the Midwife will win. Next is Best TV Presenter. We have Alison Hammond, Claudia Winkleman, Stacey Solomon, Gary Lineker, and Ant and Dec. As we all know, Ant and Dec have won this for the what, past 20 years, so I'm going to stick with Ant and Dec. We have Factual Entertainment. We have Martin Lewis, Clarkson's Farm, Stacey and Joe, Gogglebox, and Sort Your Life Out. As you may notice, Stacey Solomon is nominated twice in this category, so I do think it might go to her. I am going to predict it's going to be Stacey and Joe. Next is drama performance. Now, there is quite a few names here, so I'm just going to pop them on the screen, but I would love Rose Ailing Ellis to take it. I absolutely love her. Next is the Booth for South Entertainment Award. We have Would I Lie to You, Graham Norton, Masked Singer, and Michael McIntyre's Big Show. I'm going to draw here because I love Michael McIntyre, but I'm also obsessed with Would I Lie to You, so I am going to give it to Would I Lie to You, I think. Next is serial drama, arguably my favourite category. We have all the soaps, Emmerdale, Corrie, Hollyoaks, Casualty, and EastEnders. I am between EastEnders and Emmerdale. They are my two favourites. Obviously, Robert's just come back, so I am going to say I hope this goes to Emmerdale. Then we have zero drama performance. I am just going to put the names on the screen, and I am going to vote for Steve McPadden, who obviously plays Phil Mitchell, just because I love him. Then we have comedy, we have Mrs. Brown's Boys, Gavin and Stacey, Brassic and Michael McIntyre. I don't even think you need me to answer this, but I'm obviously going to be voting for Gavin and Stacey. Second to last is daytime TV. We have Scam Interceptors, Loose Women This Morning and James Martin. This is rogue, but I do actually quite enjoy Scam Interceptors. But I think I am going to vote for This Morning because that's most likely going to happen. Last but not least is talent show. We have Strictly, The Voice, Pottery Throwdown, BGT and Bake Off. As I said before, I am a huge Strictly fan, so it's got to be Strictly Come Dancing. Have until Wednesday the 10th of September to vote all things NTA. Comment down below who you're going to be voting for because I am so excited.